So if you keep hitting the mineralization through that gap, what could that mean for the resource?
Oh, could it overall increase ounces and grade of the overall pit? And, you know, it might even be another starter pit with those kind of grades.
So when you say starter pit, what does that mean?
So in your PEA, it's really the, you know, people look at the first 5 years of mining generally and to see, you know, what the payback is. And that's where you want your some higher grades. So, you know, we previously and are focusing in this PEA that will come out in this fall based on the 2025 drilling on the pit at Airstrip and then the pit at Powerline, where we see the potential to have higher grade in those first few years of mining. This could actually change that for a future study. This could be, you might even shift your starter pit if it's actually higher grade.
Welcome back, everybody. It's me, Steve Yang here, Natural Resource Stocks. And today I am joined by Tara Christie, who is President, CEO, and Director of Banyan Gold. How are you, Tara?
Excellent. It's a great morning.
Well, Tara, great to have you back. You've got some news out and would love for you to walk us through. You know, what did you find? Why does it matter?
All right. So great intercept in hole 874, 13 grams per ton over 14.2 meters, but a true width of 12.8 meters. So, you know, not just drilling down a structure. This is a high grade extension that we can see projects up dip in the gap between our Airstrip and Powerline deposit. And you probably know that gap is where it's simply undrilled. So, you know, we focused previously on the Airstrip deposit and where we think there's a starter pit there and in the Powerline deposit, but we haven't drilled off the gap. And so it really shows there's lots of potential between that area for these high grade lithologies, which, you know, could be significant in adding grade and ounces when you get this high grade.
Tara, the numbers jumped out at me. If you can talk a little bit about the significance of that, but also the location is what, you know, really caught my attention. You know, why does this area matter given, you know, currently is regarded as unmineralized and it's the gap? So why is that significant?
Well, it's within the pit boundaries, but there's no mineralization attributed to it. So right now, not only is it not being given high grade, but it's being given zero grade because it's in the pit walls, a power line in the current mineral resource pit, but is unmineralized. So that means that it's diluting and it's an area where we can add lots of value by drilling it out, particularly if it's high grade like this. So it is quite meaningful.
So if you keep hitting the mineralization through that gap, what could that mean for the resource?
Oh, could it overall increase ounces and grade of the overall pit? And, you know, it might even be another starter pit with those kind of grades.
So when you say starter pit, what does that mean?
So in your PEA, it's really the, you know, people look at the first 5 years of mining generally and to see, you know, what the payback is. And that's where you want your some higher grades. So, you know, we previously and are focusing in this PEA that will come out in this fall based on the 2025 drilling on the pit at Airstrip and then the pit at Powerline, where we see the potential to have higher grade in those first few years of mining. This could actually change that for a future study. This could be, you might even shift your starter pit if it's actually higher grade.
So the potential is a lot higher possibly if it is a new starter point, starter kit, is that right?
It could be starter pit, yeah. So starter your pit. First pit where you start mining, so yeah.
So you also, I mean, really have really high grade in this section. You've got multiple occurrences of visible gold in the core. I mean, what are you looking for next to see whether this is maybe a one-off or part of something bigger or this start?
Well, we just have to continue to drill holes stepping out. And for us in this area, 100-meter step outs are inferred. And then you have to drill between that at a shorter distance again to get indicated. So we're going to continue to step out. The nice thing is we can see that this lithology is projecting. Our geological model was partly why we drilled this hole. And that is really indicating that there's likely continuity of this lithology particularly up dip toward surface, so right in between the gap. And it's about 300 to 400 meters across that gap, so there's a significant volume through there to drill. So it'd probably take about 1,500 meters to fill the gap of drilling. So but might be a really exciting 1,500 meters. Or
So
15,000, sorry, 15,000 meters. It's early in the
15,000.
morning.
It's early for you, especially. But you got a lot more drilling underway. Well, you got the PEA ahead. What are you hoping to learn from this program? Or how could these higher grade zones change the way you think about Ormaque and maybe the way you approach things?
Well, it certainly might adapt our drill program for this year. We're drilling 70,000 meters, of which 60,000 is focused at Ormaque and 10,000 meters on our regional targets, where we've already had two discoveries out of the 11 targets that we plan to drill across the property. So, it gets tough when you got to make decisions on where you want to drill. Even fully drilling between the gap was not part of our plan this year. In the context of these results, we're certainly thinking about, yeah, I think we have to drill off some more of it during this campaign, because it's haven't fully adapted the plan yet, but because we just got the results back and wanted to get them out. But certainly filling the gap might be something that's important for Banyan, and long term it would be towards the next study. But we also had some high grade zones within Oryx, the zone that we call Oryx Hill of Powerline, as well as in the rest of Powerline and Airstrip that we plan to drill off. So it's a tough trade-off between, where do you want to find higher grade and how is it going to be meaningful in the next study that we do after the PEA.
So in terms of repricing, what kind of potential could we possibly be looking at?
Well, I think this is significantly higher grade over an appreciable width, far greater than what we typically see. So I think it should continue to help us re-rate. We've already seen some attention in the market, but we're still pretty cheap. I think we're about maybe $55, $60 per ounce now, US in the ground. And not all ounces are equal, but high grade, near surface ounces with infrastructure, roads, and power should be worth more than those that are in remote areas that don't have that existing infrastructure. So, we're starting to get out and tell the story, take another look at the grade in Banyan. We really understand it with our geological model now, and we're able to target and hit it. So, yeah, I think it's a combination of both putting out good results, but also getting out and talking about it, because it's people are so overwhelmed with all the information that comes at them. You really need to tell the story. So I'm really excited about this. We've drilled a lot of holes. This is pretty exciting, and I really want to chase it up dip. So I'm talking to my VPX about when we can move some drills over there. They're currently drilling some other really exciting holes, and we're drilling those exciting exploration holes. So it's a hard trade-off.
Well, Tara, what should investors be looking for? Any milestones ahead where maybe we should be paying attention to?
Well, I think you should be paying attention to Banyan, because we're now firing on all cylinders. Raising money this spring has enabled us to be extremely focused on our drill program and executing, and we're doing that in spades. So we're already 40,000 meters in. We've only released less than 3,000 meters of results. Lots more to come for us. Major catalysts will be that PEA based on the 2025 drilling and mineral resource that we put out here in 2026. But we'll have a very strong cadence of drill results through the fall and into 2027, showing that this project has a lot more to give, a lot more grade, a lot more high quality ounces are what we're focused on. So I think it's going to be a pretty transformative year. And $4,400 gold price today is a pretty great place to be. I think it's, yeah, I'm looking forward to this year and delivering for our shareholders.
Tara, you've done a lot. I'm just for our listeners, I am an investor in Banyan Gold, and you've done a lot. You've accomplished a lot. Having said that, what would you say people are still misunderstanding or underappreciating, or what are they still, if not fully appreciating, about the project and story here?
It's Infrastructure. I think that that roads and power actually crossing the property until people see it, you know, you kind of hear that, but you kind of think that maybe we're talking about it's fairly nearby. No, it's right across the property and grade. You know, what matters is can you mine, get those first early years where you really get your payback? What's the grade of that? What's the grade profile? In the Yukon, we're already seeing changes to permitting. We know that they want mining develop responsible mining development projects. So I think it's things are really changing quickly in the jurisdiction. Our project is changing with the geology that we're doing. We've got a great team now where we've built the right team for the right time. So, you know, everything's kind of coming together. And it's yeah, it's actually been a long journey, you know, and I think that we've been really persistent at Banyan. I've got a great team that's worked so hard and now has been really, really focused on what we're going to deliver this year.
Well, Tara, lots to look forward to for our listeners. I just need to disclose that I am an investor in Banyan Gold, natural resource stocks, and Banyan Gold are working together as a sponsor. I'm not giving investment advice. Please do your own due diligence. And one of the ways you can do that is to reach out to Tara or Jasmine. Tara, can you tell us where we can maybe follow your story, how to reach out, and if you can tell us your tickers?
Sure. So our website has lots of great information on it, www.banyangold.com. You can reach out directly to me, T Christie, Christie at Banyan Gold, or Jasmine Sangria at Banyan Gold. Both of us will get back to you. Our tickers, BYN on the Toronto Venture Exchange, TSXV, or BYAGF on the OTCQB.
Well, Tara, thanks for being here. I look forward to following your story.
Thank you very much, Steve. Look forward to following up with more great results to come.